For SCETV Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood. April 15th is rapidly approaching, and everyone knows that means the last day to pay your taxes on time. This is also the time when many people fall victim to tax scams. These scams are also called phishing, but it's not the kind that involves water, worms, and poles. Phishing, spelled with a PH instead of an F, is an attempt to steal someone's personal or financial information, typically through fake emails or phone calls. Bonnie Swingle, Public Information Director at the South Carolina Department of Revenue, says warning signs of fake emails can include incorrect spelling or poor grammar.
A professional business is going to have a nice email. They are going to take the time to make sure the information is correct, and they're going to take the time to proofread the information they're sending you. These scammers, they're just trying to get as many emails out there to as many people as possible so that they can start getting their money.
Modern scammers also can make an email look like it's from the IRS, your bank, or another business using realistic logos and type fonts. But consumers can check for legitimate email address and contact information for clues as to whether the email is real. In addition, Swingle says scammers also make their telephone pitches seem just as real and official.
They're going to give you a name that you recognize, like IRS. They're going to give you credentials that sound like they could be real. They're going to tell you, you owe back taxes, and you need to pay us now. I might even sound very authoritative and very threatening to try to get you to give me the information I want. What taxpayers need to know is that the IRS is not going to contact them by phone unless you have called them first. The IRS is going to contact you through the mail, not by phone.
Swingle adds that victims often fall for the tactics of fear and confusion when scammers threaten them with legal action and are tricked into handing over information which is then used to rob them electronically. Another fraud often perpetrated at tax time is when criminals file for false income tax refunds, pretending to be someone else.
Let's say I go and I file my return and somebody else has already filed it. I should be getting that refund, but a thief has already filed a return for me and is trying to collect that refund that should be mine.
Several steps people can take to protect themselves against criminals include contacting the IRS or the Department of Revenue for help. Swingle says the most important thing is to be careful what information you put online.
We do so much online. We bank online. We pay our phone bill online. We pay our electricity online. We put so much information online that we don't even think about. So be careful what you're putting online. On social media, limit who can see your page, who knows you're going on vacation. Obviously, never put any of your banking information out there, and don't put your social security number out there.
In addition, use strong passwords for all online accounts. Don't use easy words such as 12345 or password. When in doubt, ask questions and never give information over the phone or email unless you initiate the contact. Consumers who think they may have been victims of phishing, identity theft, or tax fraud may call the Department of Revenue's customer care line at 803-898-7638 and speak with a person who will investigate. Again, that's 803-898-7638. The best thing that taxpayers can do is to arm themselves with information, Swingle says. It will take a concerted effort by everyone to combat the thieves that are preying on innocent citizens. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for ETV Radio.